It happened in the days when the judges ruled Israel that there was a famine in the land. A certain man named Elimelech, who lived in Bethlehem, left with his wife Naomi and their two sons to live in the country of Moab, because there was food in that land. In time, Elimelech died, and his two sons took wives who were named Orpah and Ruth, and these women were of the country of Moab. Then it came to pass that the two sons died, and Naomi was alone in a land, a strange land, with her daughters-in-law. She arose to return to her own country, for she had heard that there was once more food in the land of Judah. Orpah and Ruth started out with Naomi to see that she was well started on her journey. At last it was the time for them to part, and Naomi spoke to her daughters-in-law, saying, "Return now, each of you, to your mother's house, and may the Lord be as kind to you as you have been to me." Then the women wept together, and Orpah returned to her mother's house. But Ruth clung to Naomi and said, "Do not ask me to leave you. Wherever you go, I shall go. Where you stop, there shall I stop also. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God." And Naomi, seeing that she could not prevail upon Ruth to go back, took her with her to her home in Bethlehem. It was the time of the barley harvest, and Ruth said, "Let me go into the fields that I may follow after the reapers and glean the ears of grain that they have passed over. In this way we shall have food to eat." And it happened that Ruth was gleaning in the field that belonged to a wealthy kinsman of Naomi, named Boaz. Now, when Boaz saw Ruth, he inquired of his servants as to who she was, and the servant replied that she was Ruth, who had returned with Naomi from the country of Moab. Then Boaz spoke to Ruth, for she had found favor in his eyes, and he told her that she might glean freely from his fields and drink the water from his well. And he instructed his servants to let her glean among the sheaves of gathered barley, and to let her fall grain on the ground, so that she might find enough. When Ruth returned that night to Naomi, she told her what had passed between her and Boaz, and Naomi was joyful, for Boaz was a kinsman. So it was throughout the barley harvest and the wheat harvest, and Ruth gleaned every day with the maidservants of Boaz. Then, when the harvest was done, Boaz went before the elders of the city and declared his desire to take Ruth for his wife. And the elders blessed the marriage. And the son of Ruth and Boaz was Obed. And his son was Jesse, the father of David.